Bellini Brunch. Written by Elastic Ella. Read by Black Glass. Fandom, Crazy Rich Asians. Astrid checks her phone, a small line of worry between her brows. Oliver isn't often late, the most conscientious of time in the family. Besides Nick, he's one of the few she enjoys being around for more than 10 minutes, and that's a cruel thought. Truth hurts, Michael used to say. As if... No, she isn't thinking of him when she doesn't have to. Horrible enough to drop Cassian off with him and his new girlfriend for the weekend. The waitress refills her teacup without asking. Her third or fourth now. And she's beginning to get the pity treatment. Projecting or not, she refreshes her phone's email for something to do. Perhaps she ought to call Oliver. 5 more minutes. She can be patient. Really, she should be enjoying the quiet morning. Doesn't have to always be in motion. Girl, you would not believe the traffic to get here. Like, we are talking overturned carriage levels of traffic. Astrid looks up to see a colorful snake print jumpsuit first. Woven snakes in yellows and greens and blues. An absolute affront to fashion. There's a pretty, half-familiar blonde behind it, and she makes it work in a way that really shouldn't be possible. Confusing enough that it takes her another minute to recognize her as she sits. They'd met briefly before. Rachel's friend, Peck Lynn. Her phone vibrates, a text popping up from Oliver that he couldn't make it and sent a replacement. Odd, but she ignores it, flipping the phone over. There's an awkward silence after they go through the basic readings and "How are yous?" and "It's been so longs," and Astrid wishes they were drinking something stronger. She isn't usually at a loss for words like this. They both start at once.
Rachel and Nick's wedding is coming up.
Sets you open dates, are you? Astrid blinks. She never told anyone about her boarding school explorations. It was common enough in the French school for girls to pair up, and no one knew what her last name meant there. Oliver didn't know about that. None of the family did.
Kidding. You, like, just got divorced from some guy, right? Are you in the setting things on fire stage, or drinking away the pain?
Honestly, it's refreshing to hear someone refer to him so casually, without any pointed comments about how she married a commoner, and obviously their marriage wasn't built to last. Can't help thinking she held on, even when she knew things were bad. Didn't want them to be right. Apparently, I'm on the rebound. The words come out amused instead of bitter, surprising as she realizes they're true. Picklin laughs loud and easy, waves over the waitress, saying,
"Well, we have to celebrate that. Bellinis?"
"Sure.
And, you know, I'm the best matchmaker in town. I'm the reason Nick and Rachel met. They tell you?"
"They neglected to mention it," Astrid says, finishing her tea. The story she heard was about the two meeting in the park, like the most cliché of romantic comedies.
"It all started in the super disgusting college gym. Let me tell you, that place was rank. Like, rats probably avoided it. No grad student should be forced through that kind of indignity. Certainly not my favorite past roommate. So I signed us up for a spinning class. Horrible, by the way. Like, we were sweating so much, I'd take 3 showers to fix my hair. We try a fake yoga class next, and that's a bust, too."
As Pecklin regales her through the winding tale of how Rachel came to be walking through Central Park alone on a Saturday morning, Astrid finds herself smiling more easily. There's a warm buzz in her stomach from Prosecco and Pecklin's storytelling, and she's increasingly sure Oliver set this up on purpose. Increasingly sure she'll think of a real date idea before brunch is over. The end.